Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Oh. Chanel, this is terrible. Can that
walk down memory lane?
Can that internet dial up this instant?
Welcome to the Beautiful Nightmare, the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants. You're with Chanel and Tamara. Welcome to the 80s and 90s.
You have just flown back in time to the 80s and the 90s where broadband is ubiquitous across the world.
And you were almost excited by that sound because it was doing something, right? And I'm going on the internet.
And the porn was slowly downloading for all those 15-year-old boys at a rate of God knows what.
And that sound in the middle of the night, you're like, shut up, don't let mum hear.
I know, it was...
Not me. I was not a teenage boy looking for porn, but I'm just saying what would have happened.
Do you know what's worse is that we didn't even have that internet because we didn't have internet. So we didn't even have that sound.
Exactly.
I wish we had that sound. This is how povo I was. I'm like, I wish we had that sound.
I had it later on. My friend had it first and I was wow. Yeah. You can really buzz.
Oh, like the printers, you know, the image writers that used to go.
And you were like, what's it? What?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The paper.
Yeah, they're
loving
so
it.
Loud.
Stop.
Do you know my coffee machine makes that sound now? We've got this new fancy coffee machine that was quite expensive. It does not shut up. Yeah. You turn it on, it's like, wah, bzz, I'm like, but what is it doing? It's like, just make the coffee. Like, I get the grinding bit, but what's all the other bits and bobs and the rinsing and the
MacGyver.
It's gone all like Marge Simpson before it's even made you a damn coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you can tell, like Chanel said, we're talking all things 80s and 90s.
We're going to throw back.
Nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go there. It's going to be fun.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
I went to, speaking of nostalgic things, I went to Sounds of the River, a festival up in Manham on the Murray River.
Lovely.
Which was about an hour out of Adelaide. So we drove up there, hot stinking day.
Who doesn't love a music festival when it's really fucking hot?
Always when it's hot.
Yuck.
Remember the big day out was always hot?
Your health is really put to the test here. You know, dehydration.
Yeah.
You're on your feet all day. There was someone at my gym, shout out Tash. She was dancing at the Heaven reunion party. So it's dance music.
I saw that too.
She clocked up like 30,000 steps.
Amazing.
Because she was on her feet jiggy booing all day.
Jiggy booing?
Yeah, checking her watches, laughing. Her watch is ready to blow up because she's been dancing.
Take
so
a break,
much.
Take a break, take a breath, take a breath.
Can't. Song Prodigy's on now.
Oh, Prodigy, so true. But anyway, at this very hot festival, and The Living End, who was an Australian band, mm-hmm. remember them from
yes.
the 90s? They
Amazing.
Played. And they were awesome. So that brought up all these old, you know, feelings of being at a festival, being cool. And from a distance, the guys on stage looked like they used to. I was like, they look exactly the same. They look like they're about 21. The hair was the same, the clothing. My friend Trudy and I went up to the front of the mosh pit, except she called it the posh pit while she was a bit drunk. She goes, "There's Tamara, let's go to the posh pit." I said, "There's nothing posh about that
no,
pit."
No, Trudy, anything but posh. But if she was feeling it, go girl.
Yeah, that's right. Went up to the front of the posh pit and these sorry to say, the guys in the band.
In the posh pit with the gig pigs.
Yeah. Getting a jiggy boo on. At the front, the guys looked older in the face. I've gone, oh, up close, hello, they're yeah. over 40. I was like, yay. But what was funny is that they forgot the words to their own songs halfway through. To a very, very popular song.
Wait, which one?
Riot.
Okay.
Riot, Riot. So they just started singing and then they went, and they just kept playing and he goes, and he turns to his guitarist and goes, "I can't remember the words, do you?" And he goes, "No, I don't." They had to get a stage manager to Google no. it. And bring the phone on stage and show him his lyrics. And then he goes, "Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's the bit about that. Okay, here we go."
What? Holy shit.
Funny. So I thought, yay.
I love that.
He also has brain fog.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's 102, yeah. That's why.
Yes. And I was like, it's happening now. You know, when our parents would talk about the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and, you know,
we're doing that about The Living End.
We're doing it about all these bands.
Anyway. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
But that posh pit, far out. With the gig pigs, because it is like a pig's pen in there because everyone is gross.
And gross. There were people,
smelly,
lady,
sweaty,
there were people with
drunk.
Chips and chicken strips
They
there,
weren't.
Holding chicken strips up in the air whilst eating them, these drunken blokes.
Or don't.
I was like, no.
What, fist pumping with chicken strips?
Yes, exactly. Exactly
stop.
What they were doing.
Stop it.
Fist pumping with some chicken.
Darren, stop it.
It was Dazza.
Immediately.
And Bazza and all his mates.
I love it. When you spot men that are like that and they've got wedding rings on, I'm thinking someone owns them.
I know, and someone loves them.
So I was watching a couple of videos that my friend Athena, shout out to her, she was also at the Heaven Party, giving it all
Oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was a guy there with pink shorts, three sizes too small, but he was loving it, no top on, and pumping his fist and pumping it
Glow
in
stick.
The air. Yeah, loving it. And, he's, yeah. and he had a wedding ring on. I literally said to her, someone owns him. Who, God's sake, like, work it out, take him home. But this it comes back, this kind of nostalgia of what we were like back then.
Mm.
Now we're put into this scenario. You've got more of the rock music. Athena and Tash had more of the dance music, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're in the posh pit with the gig pigs.
Feeling it. But then I got tired very quickly and then was like, I need a drink, as in of water, and I need to go home.
If someone said to you, "We're going to take you in a really nice car home," would you have gone?
Yeah. It's in a limo,
mid-set,
air conditioning limo.
Mid-set, or would you have waited?
Oh, I wanted to hear the one song I really wanted to
what,
hear.
What, the one they fucked up in, the lyrics
no,
to?
No, not that one. Prisoner of Society. That one, which of course they played last, didn't they?
Oh, you and then yeah. then you were like, "Can I go home?" They're like, "Jimmy Barnes is coming." And you're like, I can't.
But Jimmy Barnes did not come because he's had an operation and he was too sick. So he couldn't come
right.
anyway.
Right.
So,
okay.
so he had his family do the gig and they were fantastic.
Amazing.
But they yeah. were not Jimmy Buns.
Okay. But you wanted to go home
yeah,
and just relax and wash your grubby ass feet.
Yeah.
Been
oh my God, yes. The dirt coming off my sweaty legs, lady. You
can't stand
you
it.
Would have been dying. Dying for that shower.
I would have hosed you off on the front lawn.
Oh.
Stand there. Don't move.
Don't move.
Now, on the jet.
And then you can have a shower.
Yeah.
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 yeah. yeah. And then have another shower.
Grubby gremlin.
And then have a bath.
You were a gig pig.
Okay. No, I wasn't. I was at the back for most of the time.
Gig pig.
The beautiful nightmare.
So speaking of your internet broadband that you played. It really did bring up back memories when you played that, actually. I love that.
And that's the whole point. We were trying to throw you back there straight away so you can stay with us in this episode and reminisce on all things 80s and 90s. Let's kick off with the 80s.
Okay.
Okay, go. Okay, so I found this thing online and it really encapsulates if you were born in the 80s, raised in the 90s. Okay.
Oh, yes, that's you.
So that's you and a bit of you too because you'll be able to remember.
I was born in 80, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But you'll go. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. So here we are. We are the last generation that learned to play in the street. We are the pioneers of the Walkman and chat rooms. We were the last to record songs on the radio on cassettes.
Yes.
We learned how to program the VCR before anyone else. We grew up watching Saved by the Bell, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Martin. We travelled in cars with no seatbelts or airbags. We lived without cell phones. We wrote letters. We grew up without profiles and likes and bathroom mirror pictures. We had some of the best times.
We did, and they do say we are the last generation, and thank God. Because when I see what goes on now, I'm freaking scared for our children. Oh my God. But you say letter writing in there. I was a big letter writer.
Yeah.
I had a pen pal.
Did you?
I had a few around the world. You signed up for a pen pal. I think it was in year 4 or 5. And you got given one. And my first was Nicola Scholes from England.
Amazing.
I wrote to her and we sent photos. I think I remember sending, oh, this is quite funny. I sent her a photo of me with two chickens for some reason and a terrible fringe. I don't know why I said that.
Come to Australia.
Because only a couple of years ago, I got a letter from her. I didn't keep in contact with her. We lost contact, let's say, after 2 years.
Ooh,
you know,
shame.
It just kind of, you know, fell off the cliff. She goes, I don't know if you remember me. We were pen pals for about a year. And she sent that photo back to me.
Amazing.
She goes, I found that photo. Here's the photo. And it was me with the two chickens. And I was like, why the fuck did I send
her? I love it.
How funny.
That's so good.
I know.
I love it. You've got several around the world and you've written the wrong thing to the wrong one. You were like, oh, what's it like over there in Sweden? And they're like, I'm from fucking New Zealand. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, they said.
Yes. I thought we were exclusive.
No. But, Chanel, once you signed up, they kept sending you different ones. I ended up with one from Canada. Then there was an Irish one. And then there was an – and I thought, this is too much.
Too many letters to write.
Too many letters to write. There was a lot of pressure. And I had lots of letter sets.
How amazing if you just have one, if you stuck to monogamy.
I know.
Right? And then you went and met her one day.
I know. I've heard of people doing that. Did you ever have a pen pal? Was that a thing?
Oh, I think there's some vague memory. I've probably lost interest very quickly.
She's like, I'm waiting for the internet so I can send emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was one thing in school. It never went anywhere. It was not enough for me to remember.
Yes.
But I love that you did that. So I found some things that made me laugh.
Yeah.
And when I describe them, I think it's going to put you back in your homes when you were doing this because I guarantee we all would have done it. So here we go. I feel sorry for the Netflix era of kids, which is our children, okay? So they never knew the high stakes of adrenaline of running to the bathroom or the fridge in a single ad break.
Yes, I've got this too.
With the beckoning call of a sibling screaming, it's on, it's back, hurry up, to send you jumping hurdles over furniture to get back to the time.
It's back up. It's so true.
Hurry up and sit. And the arguments that would start if you got home like at 6:05 and the Simpsons are on at 6 and you fucking missed it.
Yeah, you got to start. I mean, what happened in the beginning? What happened?
Our kids don't know that.
No.
Intense.
Exactly.
Like emotions.
No. Wolfie goes, he was watching ads the other day and he thought it was YouTube. He thought live TV was YouTube. He didn't get it and he was trying to pause it. He's like, I don't get. He goes, Mum, it's not pausing. I said, because it's
don't
TV.
Get it.
It's TV.
Do you want to laugh at this? So my mum and dad are quite old school and they like to, although they're into the streaming, they will still watch just normal telly.
And they have broadband.
On.
Yes.
Broadband makes that sound. Dad just smiles. And my mum tells me off because I don't watch enough adverts to know when things are going on. So she goes, well, if you watched more adverts, you would see where there's specials on and things like that. I'm one of these ad blockers on demand TV that doesn't have adverts. I know some of the times when you're doing like streaming 10, 9, 7, they will have adverts, but your normal Netflix don't. And I got told off for not watching enough adverts.
That's hilarious. You don't get your junk
you're
mail, Chanel.
Stuff. Yeah. You need to Mum told me, take that sticker off your postbox because it says no junk mail. You're missing catalogues. You're missing stuff.
You're like, I don't want the damn catalogues. I've got enough stuff in my life. I've got enough junk mail in my life. I do not need more.
My brain is junk mail.
Jeez.
That's what it is.
But talking about the movies used to be on a Sunday night and that was the movie of the week.
That's right.
And everyone in town watched that movie,
that's
whatever it was.
Right.
There was no choice. It's like tonight's Indiana Jones. And it started at 8:30 and everyone was there to watch it.
Yeah, it didn't matter if you didn't feel like it.
No.
You were watching it.
Oh, damn it.
And there's on this, right? So the kids will also never know that awful feeling of realising there is no VHS tape behind the box at the video store. Remember?
Yes.
There had to be the copy behind.
Yes.
And if you pulled that and there was no copy behind, you missed out, couldn't borrow that video.
You could not. Blockbuster Video, lady. Mm-hmm. Remember Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Far out. Did you ever...
White Man Can't Jump.
Is that what you think of that? Yeah. When you go there, did you ever used to get a bit excited or a bit nervous about browsing?
Yes.
As you can,
and you go to the 18 section.
Yeah.
Did you? I'd go in there and like just go, oh, where am I? I'm in the naughty section. Because it'd be like all the sex videos and stuff. And I'd be like laughing at myself or the horror.
Yeah.
Not laughing, but I'd be like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Funny.
I forgot
I'd be looking at them all.
That section.
And then you couldn't ring someone to know where they are. So you'd have to go all up and down the lines to
looking
find where
it.
They are. And there's Chanel in the R18 section.
Mm. I used to always want to do a poo. I get nervous. It's like being in a library, you know, looking
excitement.
For the video.
Mm.
Yeah. And then you'd rent it and it would be overpriced.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a job in Blockbuster. I remember putting my application in. They never called me.
Same.
Never got a fucking job in Blockbuster.
I tried to get a video store. They said, oh, we're looking for casuals. I put my thing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing of nothing.
Fuck you.
Screw you. Sucked in Blockbuster. Went in under, didn't you? Didn't you?
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, if you had us, maybe you'd still be afloat.
The beautiful nightmare.
Speaking of TV things, I will say nothing made us happier at school than seeing the TV, the big fucking bonanza of a thing. It was like a planet in itself with on the tray that would get wheeled in. Nothing made us happier in school than when that goddamn thing got wheeled into the classroom. We knew we were watching a film, even if it was a documentary to learn. We loved it. I remember the feeling of going, no work. Yes.
We could just watch the TV.
You know, the thing like that. It's like a science, like,
science tray thing.
Yeah. And it would wheel on and you'd go,
and that TV would be huge.
Huge. And you'd worry.
If that thing fell on you, you would be dead. Yeah. I remember that. Same with the overhead projector.
Yes.
You know, the teacher would spend the first 15 minutes putting the little thing on there to get it right.
Focus
it up. Mm. And then like, they'd be like, Tim, can you just check the connection here? Oh, we need to get the IT guy in. Yeah. Oh, we're having issues. There goes the whole lesson.
See, and you're like, and I was elated.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do it anyway.
Chanel didn't want to do work, just wanted to watch TV.
Oh, I did.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Yeah, it's what I do all day is watch telly. Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that right now.
But I just wanted to just skive off a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was funny. So there's some memories.
'Cause you could.
20 years later and all of these things now fit in our pockets. Walkmans, big massive phones, CD players, radios, cameras, all these things that were giant now fit in the one device and slipped in our pocket.
In the one device, they do.
So if you fit all those things in your pocket, you just cannot because the radios were massive. You know, your ghetto blaster.
Even your Walkman, which we thought was tiny at the time.
You know, but
big headphones are back though. Big headphones.
They are back.
They've made a comeback.
But that with all the technology, you won't hear noise on the outside. Mm. There'd be lovely cushioning. None of this, like these little foam things that just sit
there. Oh, the little foam things.
Cute.
And then the foam would come off and you'd just have the metal and it would hurt your ears. If you lost the little bit that went over the top, the foam bit.
Like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So everything now, and that's probably more the 80s going into the 90s, but every one of those things now fits in our pocket
In the little phone. Like Kodak cameras, they were saying, you know how we used to take photos and you'd have to, like, look through the hole, click, then you'd have to wait for, like, 2 weeks to get 24 photos back from the chemist.
that found out that you had put your finger in front of it and fucked the whole thing.
And really blurry. There was no selfies. There was no check that I looked good in that photo. The photo was what it was.
It was what it was.
Too bad.
Eyes shut or not.
Tamara with two chickens and bad hair. Too bad. It's what you got. You get what you get and you don't get upset. But they're saying what kids are doing now. You know how we make the sign for, I guess, with your hands of taking a photo.
Yes.
We put our hands up like old school, clicking, looking through and clicking. The kids now are holding up iPhones and tapping as a hand gesture for photo because they don't know what the clicking is because they never had it.
Wow.
Yeah, so even our body language is changing.
Very much so.
I wonder if that has changed in sign language. Taking a photo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look that up.
You look it up. Or someone let us know if it has changed. One thing that has changed is fashion. Now, this makes me laugh no end because I have some busted pictures of me when I was younger.
What about your skirt? What was that called? The dog's body skirt?
The dog's body skirt. Oh, we're going to get onto that because I've got something to bloody say about that. But it's the way in which we dress children now. So they're impeccably dressed. They've got the beauty, their fashion, like everything's beautiful. You know what I mean? And then the way they dressed us in the 80s and 90s had glasses, poof hair, matching parachute pants, match with it some
grungy,
knitted jumper. No,
terrible.
Not grunge. Terrible. Look at this photo.
Oh, you're thinking more 80s. Oh, when we were little.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Matching. Remember your mum used to dress you in those bobble socks, she said one time?
Yeah, bobble socks. I always had really nice clothes. I'm talking like we would go to the zoo and I'd be in some ridiculous, like I was the Queen's child. The Queen's child, what the fuck? Yeah, like a royal. And like it would be like some matching thing with stockings. I'd have baubles in my hair, those plastic bauble things.
Yeah.
Ribbons even. And so I don't know if everyone else was wearing that, but in all the photos I'm dressed to the nines.
That's very cute, Tamara.
But my personality did not suit the outfit. I was much more like, there's actually a video of me at the zoo with this outfit on the monkey bars. But all the kids in the background are wearing like cord pants and like t-shirts and bowl haircuts. And there I was like, dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, but I'm like real like ratty.
Yeah.
With this ridiculous outfit on.
Every other child apart from you was wearing the bowl cuts or the massive like curls that just weren't.
Yeah, well,
comb,
yes.
You know, now we've got like something like a guava oil, avocado, and the curls are very silky. Like they're Nike, Adidas, Country Road Seed. They are looking the tits, these kids.
And all because of the internet and those beauty videos.
Photo shoots, whereas we used to just stand there by a wall of something, probably.
Or a tree.
Yeah, with your hands in front, smile and your cheese.
And that was it. Mm. Oh, that was good. I miss those days. My friend's daughter, I notice, she must be about 12, 13, and her friends all into wearing the latest stuff, and they're only 12, 13.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking young. But also beauty products, Chanel. They're putting on a whole skincare routine with the latest expensive thing from Mecca. Like it's stuff
These bastards that are sitting in these big offices have seen this coming.
Oh, yeah.
And gone, here they are. Forget the mums. Don't worry about them. We're going to get the kids.
Yes.
And because they all need to have it, they need to copy each other. We're going to get into their brains. So we're going to shoot these little crappy ads up on YouTube or something. I don't know. But we're going to get this in front of them somehow. And then the mums feel guilty. Did you see how the Taylor Swift concert went? All these mums and dads. Yeah. Trying to please their children. It's that same methodology.
Oh, they've extended the market, haven't they?
Of course they have. They've gone, don't worry about them. We're going,
take advantage.
It's like saying where the car companies have gone, we don't market to men anymore. We market to women because women are choosing what goes on in the house now. Years ago. So they go, let's market the car to women because they will be the ones to tip the scales. Happy wife, happy life, blah, blah, blah. Same kind of thing. They're now marketing to our kids to get in their brains. And they've got more access to do it because of their internet doesn't have that sound.
It's instant.
Mm.
Unless sometimes you're with Optus and then it's not. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. But also, Skylar came home the other day and goes, I want a Frank Green drink bottle.
Yeah, Summer's asked.
She's 9.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you know about them? I don't have one of them. Why do you want one? It's just a drink bottle.
I know.
Are they that good? Do I need one?
I've got one. I do like it.
They last long.
But they want them. And Summer's little friends have got Frank Dreen. That's the knockoff version, Frank Dreen.
Frank Dreen. Where can I get them? I'm just asking.
Yeah, they're about $10.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be getting that. Here you go. Here's Frank Dreen.
Frank Dreen.
Yeah.
Same, but different. Don't worry about it. That'll teach you. I remember actually Dan saying to me that in England he was desperate for these cool trainers, desperate. And his mum went on a holiday with his stepdad to America, and all he wanted was this pair of shoes that were in America. I don't know, he's seen them on Jordan or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's come back with like the knockoff version. And he
did
was
he know?
Devastated. He knew. I think he still wore them, and I reckon he got paid out. God love him. But it was but it was just this thing of what kids can do when you don't, when you have a Frank Green and not a Frank Green,
oh
what
my
that
God.
Could be like.
So, you know, I saw horrible. A funny YouTube video that Wolfie was watching yesterday about knockoffs, and that could be a whole episode because yeah. there was one type of chip that was a knockoff of Pringles and it was called Prongles. And there were so many. I'm like, there's an episode there, Chanel, just of knockoffs because just, brilliant.
Oh, like a Prongle.
Terrible knockoffs that just don't, they're not fooling anyone.
They're
people.
Not fooling anybody.
The beautiful nightmare.
I don't know why, because I tried to research this and I really couldn't find the reasons why. We have so much more food at the moment, varieties of fruit and vegetables.
Yes.
I did not know what an avocado was till I was about maybe 12.
Yep, absolutely.
And a salad.
Mine was past that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But a salad consisted of iceberg lettuce, tomato, like just normal.
Cucumber, that's it.
No heirloom. Yeah, cucumber French, if you were lucky.
French dressing.
French dressing from the shop. You didn't make it yourself.
Nope.
And cheddar cheese cubes.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. That was a salad. Yeah. What the hell? There was no rocket. There was no arugula or all this bonanza. Kale.
Can't
who
like
who
it,
is that?
But anyway.
You know.
You but like still.
But what?
The simple life. There's something to be said for the amount of choice we have these days, which is making our brain blow up.
Yeah.
Because we're like, what the hell is going on?
Well, they say that part of the reason avocado became so popular in the 90s, it went crazy, especially in America. It was this whole reform of healthy eating.
Yeah.
Talking about saturated fats. So it kind of comes from the breakdown of that whole food pyramid,
yes.
which was a bit
and
of a
avocado is now at the top.
And now it's at the top. So people were like, avocado.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big lover of avocado.
And then some people are like, oh, I love it. Hate it, but love it. Yeah. No, I love it. But Dan's not a big fan. I know so many people that wish they liked it.
It's quite divisive. I can imagine. It's got a
you
unique
feel like you're
flavor.
On the outside if you don't like avocado.
Avocado, damn it. Love
and when
avocado.
You love it, you're like, love it, love it.
Hey, what did you have for dessert when you were a kid? If you ever had dessert?
Chocolate ice cream with ice magic.
Oh, yes. Ice magic.
You know, and the Napoleon, the three.
Napoleon. Neapolitano. Oh, hang on, not even Neapolitano. What am I saying? What's it called? Neapolitan. For fuck's sake, get your shit together, ladies. We don't even know what it is. Napoleon ice cream.
That shithead from last week's episode.
Oh, my God.
Disgusting. That tasty. Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. But none of this, oh, you know.
Neapolitan.
Cocoa with chocolate chips from
Africa.
Wawa Land. Anywhere in the bloody world that has the best chocolate chips. And you were lucky if you had a little bit of nuts on top. Potentially.
Oh, wow. Any sort of sprinkle action.
Sprinkle action. You were lucky.
Do you know, I don't
banana
know.
Banana split. Wow.
I don't know if this is a Povo English thing, but we would have tinned fruit salad with carnation milk on top.
Oh, wow. I had pears.
Yeah.
In the tin fruit. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. With
ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Yeah. How funny the tin
and
fruit.
That was, and my dad loved it. He was all over it. And custard.
Bring back banana custard, Dairy Vale banana custard.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Get a kid to write into the whatever the company is. You'll get more
cut
through.
I'm going
to
write
it. No, you've got to pretend you're
a kid. Yeah, I'll pretend I'm little Sammy, Samantha.
I'm going to go back through a couple of things here.
Okay, go.
So how we used to unfriend people in the old days.
Oh, how did you?
We just colour their face in the like the yearbook or the school picture. You just scribble their face out of a photo. Unfriend. Yeah. Fuck you. Don't want to know your meaning.
Or write it in your diary.
Or write it in your diary.
That was done.
Yeah, and it had a little lock on it and those keys, which you always
could
lost.
Open. I know. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
But that's how you'd do it. You'd scribble there. Or how you'd block someone. You just leave the phone off the hook.
Oh, I never did that.
Remember if you were angry, you didn't want someone to ring you. If you had an angry phone call with someone, let's say it was a friend or a relative or whatever, and you had an angry phone call and you bum the phone down, like you bashed it or whatever, hang the phone up, and then you leave it off the hook, they can't ring you back.
I never did that, ladies. So it's like blocking them.
Yeah, you can, that's because they can't ring back. Yeah. No, in fact, no one can ring you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. No one for an emergency can
but
ring you.
But it's such a power thing to leave the phone off the hook.
Yeah.
Not ringing.
Oh, you God, can't I never ring. Thought of that. Yeah. That would have been good to know.
Yes.
Except no one rang me, so.
I love it. And another thing that I think is absolutely brilliant is that in the 80s, the gay men look like straight men and the straight men look like gay men. You look at David Bowie and what he wore and dressed like, you know, Def Leppard, Kiss, all of that. They wore makeup and they were
shirts.
Yeah,
the shirts open
and the little shorts or the, you know, the tight leather pants numbers.
True.
And then you've got the gay ones that were actually not dressing anything like that.
No.
And now it's the opposite.
It's because they couldn't come out. And they didn't feel
But they
free.
Were heterosexual, a lot of these that we
no,
know.
No, the gay guys couldn't come out of their shells. So they were covering themselves up with normal
copious amounts of denim.
Clothes, yes. double denim for the win.
Double goddamn denim. Does anyone remember a Duracell battery and the trying to work out if it was dead or not? So you have the power mode on it. You remember Duracell batteries?
Yeah.
And you'd have to put your thumb to test the power check.
Yes.
And you'd put your you'd have to push really hard.
Like, and then what? And then
to check
what?
How much life is left in a battery.
But I've never done that.
You
what
haven't.
Do you mean?
Oh, your
what do you
thumb
do?
Would bust off. So you've
what
got
do you
you've got a battery.
Yes.
And you would quite literally put your thumb on one side and your finger on the other, and you would do the power check. But
your
thumb would be broken in the process.
Because you have to push the
Because you have to push
end.
That hard.
Oh, my
No
goodness.
Kids will ever know that. They don't have that no more, the power
don't
check
they?
On the battery.
And it used to also be in the pack.
Yeah.
You used to put it in the plastic pack and it could read it as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And mullets, right?
Oh, my God.
How they made
don't.
A second comeback, I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my God. I'm dying with this mullet business. Sorry if your kid has a mullet. It's horrific.
Can I tell you what my friend did? She threw a party for her son that finally chopped his off. There was cake, streamers, balloons.
Oh, my God.
She was so happy when he came home with a decent haircut.
They're going to regret it big time, that whole trend. It's so bad. It
it's
makes
come back
no one,
again.
No one looks good with
what?
A mullet.
But they love it.
Except maybe Brad Pitt. And some chicks look
Even
good with
then.
Mullets. You know.
No, get hard off. It's got to go. They are so bad, mullets.
Ooh. It's like a little, you know, animal. You've got your own pet walking around with you, living
remember,
on
remember
your head.
Rat's tails? Remember the
Don't.
Rat's tails?
Disgusting. Let's not even go there.
And little kids have them and you just want to walk up behind with a pair of
chop
scissors
it
and
off.
Go chop
want to.
These long rat's tails.
I also want to do that with women with very long hair.
You want to chop their hair off?
Yeah, the supermarket. If I see really long hair, I'm like, oh. You know, you're waiting behind them at the checkout. What if you just went snip, snip, snip and it's all gone, the ponytail's gone. They get in the car, they're like, wait a minute, and then you hear this wailing coming from the car.
What are you doing in this process when they're wailing?
Walking past with my trolley going,
Where's the hair on the floor?
The hair would be, I would weave a bag out of the hair.
Don't be creepy.
And take it to the shops next time. I'm not going to
And hand it to her when she's looking at something, slip it in her trolley and walk off.
Oh, that's
Oh,
great.
You weirdo. Oh, you so made me go weird
hang
as well.
On, you're the one. That was your idea to put it in the
you
trolley.
You just took me with you and I had to go.
Oh, shut up. Don't blame me. You're a sicko as well.
We'd end up in jail together, the pair of us. You know that. There'd be a couple of people in your life. There's probably only two or three of them that you'd be happy to be in jail with. You'd be one of them.
Thank
and have you
lady.
Be in the clink with you.
Oh, good.
Beautiful nightmare.
Toys. Toys is a big one. I think we've done an episode a long time ago about toys, but just to go through a few of the things that have stood the test of time, that have made a comeback and things that have dropped off. Like, for example, the Etch-A-Sketch still around.
Yeah.
You can buy an Etch-A-Sketch.
Never draw good on it.
I don't know who knows how to do that. That's crazy, isn't it? I could never do it. The viewfinder, where you would put the little it's like a little thing you look through, a little plastic thing, and you'd put the reels in it, the round little photos.
So
and
like
you'd
kids
click
are
it,
interested in that for 2 seconds
two
now
seconds.
If they've seen it.
Same with the Spirograph. Mm-hmm. The old Teddy Ruxpin. Did you ever know about the Teddy Ruxpin?
No.
It was a talking teddy and it would talk and tell stories. And I wanted one, never had one, sad. Just saying. Okay, not bitter about that. Rainbow Bright. Do you remember Rainbow Bright? Yeah. She was a winner. And things that have stayed around, Strawberry Shortcake.
Uh-huh.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster. Loved her, wanted to be her. But Cabbage Patch Dolls, Skylar got one the other day. Doesn't really love her.
Ooh.
She's like,
ooh, it's pretty. You've taken it and gone, I'm going back there. No, look after it.
No. Pound Puppies. Super Mario, still around.
Still around and stronger than ever, stronger. In my opinion.
Absolutely. And Care Bears.
Yes.
Care Bears are still there.
Yes, that is a good thing.
All these lovely things.
We have lost things like cassette tapes, though, and, you know, there's never more of a way that to show your love for someone than to make a mixtape, whether it's for your friend or someone you really like, were quite charmed by. If you make them a mixtape, that takes time and effort.
Wow.
And the sheer, like, intensity. Same with that TV. If the TV show's playing and you're in the toilet or something, same thing applies when you've got your finger on the pause and on the record button and you're waiting for that disc jockey to shut the fuck up and stop crashing the vocal of the lyrics. So you could have a clean mixtape that you've made.
That's right.
You're running and the pause button comes off and you are there in elation to dance to that song and then quick – pause, boom.
Oh, yeah. Pearl Jam Live in concert, boom. Yeah.
Exactly. It was stressful.
Is it sad if you made your own mixtape for yourself?
Nope, made heaps. Loved them.
Good. Phew.
Just no way to listen to them.
Made them loads. A lot. Oh, yeah.
Because I also didn't know anyone that liked a lot of the music I liked. In that point,
right.
I liked a lot of dance music and I was...
Okay, before your time.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of, like, even... My friends at the time would be right into a lot of this boy band stuff and I kind of wasn't quite into it as much. I liked the Spice Girls, but I wasn't heavily, a little bit Backstreet Boys, but I wasn't loving all the other ones.
Sure.
But I had to pretend, oh, I love Hanson or I love NC. Otherwise, I wasn't cool in the cool
pretend.
Thing.
Yes.
I had to pretend.
Well, at least you had pop.
And I had to say I loved Nick Carter. Didn't have to, but I felt like I had to say I loved Nick Carter. Spoiler alert for anyone that gives a fuck, probably no one. I didn't like Nick Carter.
So that's interesting. That was your era, right, of being a teen? Was it around the teen?
Yeah, and I had to like him. I liked the Spice Girls music and I was like, okay, well, I probably look a little bit more like Emma Bunton. Because I had blonde hair, but in the friendship group, I was made to be Jerry all the time.
I was Jerry too.
I had to go with it. So I liked their music, but I was a big dance music lover. Yeah. I still am hugely. But I had to pretend I liked things like Hanson.
Lady, my whole
and I didn't at
my
all.
Whole teens. Hated it. My teens was, ours was grunge, so it was all Pearl Jam, Nirvana.
Yeah.
I bought those CDs because I, again, had to buy them to be cool.
Yep.
And I would probably like one or two on there, but really it was, I was born, that was not my era. I was not into the clothes, not into the grunge. It was a bit depressing. It was sad. Everyone was, you know, depressed about stuff. It was cool to be an emo.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was still, you know, like bright and happy and whoa. I was secretly playing like The Cause at home.
Same.
And like,
I
all
love
these
the
very
cause.
Happy, you know, artists that you would not be caught dead at school listening to.
Yeah. So the mixtapes and, you know, and if someone like your sibling had pulled the tape out of your cassette tape, you'd be so angry. There's no other way to get revenge on someone who shitted you off than to fuck up their mixtape.
Yeah. Rewind, pull it out. Once it's
pull out, it
out
a
you
bit.
Can't put it back.
Or if it won't play the same if it's been kinked in there, you are devastated. Or scratch their CDs.
Yeah, scratch the CD.
Scratch the CDs.
Open the back of their camera. Pull out the film.
Yes.
So many,
bad.
It was a lot easier to get revenge, wasn't it, back then?
Totally.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just speaking about us as women now, our ability to remember song lyrics is absolutely outstanding. But for me to explain why I'm standing in a room at that certain time, couldn't tell you. Can't remember what I did 2 seconds ago, but yet I'll recite every bit of a lyric from The Cause or at some dance music song somewhere, an oldie, you know, Set You Free or whatever, those kind of frigging songs.
I think that comes with, that's to do with age.
It's a different part of the brain, I'm aware, but it's hilarious how that stuff stays with you.
I think that's from being young. It'll stay in there. Look at our kids. Skylar's really good at remembering songs. I'm like, how do you've heard that twice. How do you know?
Mm.
I think once we have kids and we're older, we've got too much to remember. we forget everything from then on.
Yes.
You know, and all our old memories stick.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm. I agree. Do you, and I did this the other day and I was like, oh my God. Did you draw that S with the three dots, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3?
To make the cool graffiti S?
Yes. Yes. Whoops. Bit excited. Excited, sorry.
Yes. There was a way of doing certain bubble letters or 3D.
But I sucked at every other. I used to love kids, mainly girls that could draw bubble, like really cool. I'd be like, how do you do that? So creative.
The bubble writing.
I could do none of it. I was envious, but what I can do was that motherfucking S.
You could do a good big ass S on your, pencil case.
On pencil case. All over it. All over my workbooks, everything. Because it was three dots. And then you join them all up and you'd be like, it's beautiful.
Look at that. If you got a bit off, it would look terrible. You'd start again. Yeah. But the bubble writing all connected to one another. Yeah that was cool.
I wish I was better. There were some girls in my class that were really good at it and I was like, shit, fuck you.
Using their damn Posca pens. To do that.
Derwent pencils to colour it in.
Derwent pencils.
You know.
I found something interesting as well. They're talking about books and how people just don't read books as much anymore. They've got Kindles. You know, yes. I think it's still alive and well. Yes. I know a lot of people who read books. I read books.
I read books.
Paper books.
Yep.
But there aren't many bookstores, which is sad. And I love bookstores, or I used to really love it.
There's a beautiful one in Noosa that I went into, and a friend of mine texted me and said, you're in Noosa, go to the...
I know that one, actually.
Amundi Markets, and it's across from there, and it is gorgeous. And you walked in and you smelt that book smell.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I felt overwhelmed in there.
Well, you and so many people don't know what to do in bookstores, because apparently the world's most famous and most photogenic bookstores in Porto in Portugal, called Livraria Lelo, had to start charging a €5 entrance fee back in 2015 to ward off some of the masses queuing up outside the doors on a daily basis because they were coming in just to take selfies for Instagram.
Oh, piss off.
To take selfies in this bookstore because it was so beautiful. It's like the world's most beautiful bookstore. Like it's just ordained with gold.
So everyone sees on Instagram and says, oh, wow, you're at a bookstore.
But they're not even buying books. They're just in there to take photos. How sad.
It is a bit sad, actually.
But good on them for, hey, look, we've got a market here. We're going to charge people if they want to come in and take a photo.
Uh-huh.
€5.
Done.
Done.
Sucked in.
Oh, this is the world we're living in. Sad. Yeah. I have a picture with a book, but I'm not even going to read the damn book.
Yes. Well, that's terrible. Oh, I didn't take a picture. I walked out after a while because I thought.
Oh, you did the same thing. Terrible,
but I didn't take a picture.
No.
I wasn't.
Should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this, right? Do you remember birthdays?
Oh, what were they?
More
yes,
simpler.
I had one last year.
Yeah. Birthday parties as
parties, yeah.
Right? A lot more simple. There was just, you know, there was the, as you said, if you were going to have those salads, but even then it was just like your cabana, you had your crinkle cut chips. It was pies and pasties, basic stuff, right? Junk, essentially.
Yeah, it was.
The 80s going into the 90s, when a kid would blow out their birthday candles and the cake was pretty, you know, basic stuff as well, okay?
Yeah, Women's Weekly.
Yep. So when a kid would blow out their birthday candles over the top of an ashtray, a foot away from an open beer while someone held a lit cigar next to their face. They would smoke everywhere.
So Aussie. Yeah.
So and ashtrays, and you'd blow that, and that shit would go everywhere.
Oh, gross.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, ashtrays.
The smoking and the ashtrays and the birthdays and the just drinking of things like that was really not an issue back then.
No,
it is now.
No.
You go, how dare you get that cigarette away from that child's face? Fair enough. I hate them. But still, imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't question a damn thing.
Got old ashtrays. When people come to my house, I have a few friends, and they'll surprise me by saying, I'm going to go have a cigarette. I'm like, oh, that's right. This person sometimes has a cigarette.
Yeah.
And they'll go, do you have an ashtray? I'm like, I don't own one. Like, I don't know what to put there. What do you do?
I'd give them a Tupperware container. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that'll burn right through. I don't know. What do you do? Yeah, I'm thinking it's so bizarre. And then they go sit outside for a minute and I'm inside. I'm like, what's happening? I don't know what to do in this situation.
You wait.
Yeah.
Till it's finished.
Yeah. And then they
come in and go,
in.
Wash your hands. Gotta wash my hands.
Do they?
Yeah. And then they go, oh, you know, have a drink, freshen my breath up.
Yeah, yeah. So no one knows. So when I go back home, no one knows I had the cigarette. Cheeky.
My grandmother, bless her, she used to hide the cigarettes from my grandfather and she'd sit in the toilet and smoke. Right, but she'd put them down the toilet, but sometimes they wouldn't flush.
No, they'd be
so
floating.
All these butts.
The butt. More than one butt in the toilet.
Don't you tell Dada. I'm smoking.
Really?
They'd be like, I was thrilled to keep her secret for her.
Yeah.
Told him once, though, I landed in big shit there.
Oh, you would have. Oh, my God.
I got too much. Didn't want the secret no more.
They did smoke. My grandparents smoked. My grandfather smoked a pipe. That was really cozy.
Yeah, okay.
Apart from killing him, but there was nothing cozy about that.
The beautiful nightmare.
Do you remember, apart from there was really iconic things that happened during the 90s. One of them was Mufasa's death in The Lion King.
You're Everyone obsessed was, with Mufasa's sorry, death.
It just was such a triggering emotion. I've cried since. I'd watch it right now and cry. But that wasn't what I was going to say. Do you remember the Studio 2000 photo shoots? So your parents would get you in the photo shoots,
of course
shoots,
I do.
Right?
I never got to do one. Again,
but the poses, it would be hands on the hips or leaning to one side. Yeah, you know, all those kind of things.
Or your fist under your chin and slyly look to the right at the camera. Look down the barrel.
Look down the barrel.
I think of
Tamara.
Something. Someone once said to me in a photo shoot, Tamara, just think of a secret that you know that no one else knows. And those photos, my face looks fucked. Like I just look, I look confused, slightly ashamed. There's some weird things going on there. Like that did not work
that
on
did
me.
Did not work.
I have to show you, my mum at home has a picture of me. She got a portrait done and I must have been two, let's say.
Mm.
And the background is black. It's so dark.
Yes.
I look like I'm floating in a black abyss. But I'm half sitting on a little stool, but you can't see the stool. So my legs look like they're detached from my body and they're to the right to the side of my body. It's bizarre. And my mum keeps trying to give me this damn portrait. I'm like, Mum, why are you giving it to me? It's yours.
The money they would have made.
Yeah.
The Studio 2. Don't give it to me. My parents gave me all my old look of the year things. So those of you that don't know about this.
We've got to put this up on Instagram, PS.
I have to find it. I have to. In fact, I know exactly where it is. I'm just stalling. My grandmother.
It's on her wall above her bed.
It was insistent that I should go in the look of the year competition. And I didn't win, didn't even get anywhere close. And then she thought the whole competition was rigged and fucked.
That's right, yeah.
So she wanted no part of it. But she bullied my mum into putting me into that goddamn comp. Oh, ruined my confidence.
And you didn't win.
I didn't even get a fine. I didn't get close.
And I bet you were so proud.
My grandmother big me up something shocking beforehand. Yeah, you're going to win. Beautiful, darling. You look great.
Why'd she smash
it? Then she'd be looking at all the other kids in the thing going, you're better than her. You're better than her. No, whatever. Anyway.
I know.
But then afterwards said the whole competition was rigged. That's shit.
That's like the people with our podcast.
That's not nice.
That's like the podcast awards. People saying you're going to win. We didn't win. Guys, we didn't win. Do you know how bad we feel now?
We let you down.
Yeah. We felt even worse because you promised that we would win.
At least we got finalists for that. I didn't get finals for the look of the year.
True.
I got told to go out. Reject.
Reject. And a big applause for those who didn't make it. Those lamos.
Bunch of lamos. But I tell you that the Studio 2000 would have made some crazy money when they were really, you know, capitalising on that moment in time in the 90s, and then people wised up and went, this is not great. We could take our own photos. We've got phones to
I
do
wonder,
that.
Do they
and
still
they went
exist?
Under. No way.
They don't.
They
no,
wouldn't.
No.
So this is a throw to America. Do you remember in the late 80s, early 90s, it was a moment in history that's crazy. So when you're an elite at something, whether it is an athlete or some kind of professor, whatever, you don't make mistakes that people see.
Sure.
Right? So Greg Louganis, he is an ex-diver, like broke world records, amazing. But there was one dive that he did in the Olympics where he dove and smacked his head on the diving board.
And then I remember that.
Yeah. So the guy was one of the best divers on the planet, 2 gold medals under his belt from the 84 Olympics. Nobody expected anything but perfection from this guy. Because, you know, when you're a diver, you have to dive in the water and a pin drop. You cannot splash.
Yeah, there's this whole thing about the dive and
so
the bubble.
Forget that his little toe was sticking out to the side. None of that. It was the 88 Olympics in Seoul and he hit his head on the diving board
Was he okay?
during a reverse somersault dive. And he gave himself a concussion. It's a bit like LeBron James tripping over bouncing a basketball or Michael Jordan, throwing it so crap it's not even
throwing it into the audience. Into the king.
Yeah, boom, and donging the cameraman on the head or something like that. Fell flat right in the water. Anyway, he, to his credit, got back up on the diving board, did it perfectly.
Concussed,
must have, and won gold. But my point is one of these moments in history that people will never, ever forget. Greg Louganis won gold for America, but before that smacked his head on the diving board. It's when it just shows you that no one is perfect and even the best of the best fuck up royally in front of everyone for people to remember decades later.
Oh my gosh, I bet a lot of people would remember that. Yeah.
You're expected and are the best on the planet. Like, you're amazing. And then you go and it's gone your head. Not in practice, in front of everyone.
I know, it's funny because we stuff up sometimes. It's hard to really think of us stuffing up. But we do make lots of mistakes. So I know it happens to everyone, you know, including us guys. Just saying.
Dickheads. Yeah.
Us dickheads. All right. Do you want to play a little quiz game with me called Guess That Theme Song from the 80s and 90s TV Show?
Do it.
Okay.
I'll probably bomb at this.
Will you? Did you watch a lot of TV?
Yeah. But okay. Under pressure, I panic.
Okay. Are you ready? You will know this. Okay. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
Dawson's Creek.
Yes, ding, ding. Dawson's Creek.
You're playing along at home or in the car? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Play along. I'll wait a bit before I answer.
No, you can sing along if you know it.
I don't want to spoil it if someone's answering at home.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Go. Okay. Next one.
Right. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some.
I need a clue. Someone's gone. I know that.
We got different strokes.
Oh, different strokes.
It takes different strokes. It is different strokes. The answer's in the chorus. Did you? Do you remember that show?
Yes.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay, next one. Here we go. No one else can fill it for you. Only you can let it in. Today is where the book begins. The rest is still unwritten.
Don't know the TV show that it's attached to, but I can sing the song. What is it?
I didn't sing that very well at all. The Hills TV show.
Okay.
I love that show. And I just wanted to say another thing. My sister for my 40th got Heidi and Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag, to do a cameo for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen that cameo?
No.
And should I put it up on Instagram?
Yes, you should.
Where they said, hello, Tamara, it's us, happy 40th birthday.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I was actually very excited.
Yes, done. Okay, we're putting it up.
Okay.
Including the look of the year photos and your birthday bonanza present.
Okay. All right, going back a little further, I hope you watched this one because it was my favourite theme song. As long as we got each other, da-na-na, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me.
Home Improvement. No, I just said that.
Not quite. Do you know what? We gotta be the luckiest dreamers, you know what we're dreaming. No. Growing Pains.
Oh, it wasn't even close. No.
Did you watch that, Kurt Cameron?
No. About to shout out Roseanne or something.
Oh, Roseanne. Oh, my God. I love Roseanne.
Or Reba. Reba.
Yeah. Oh, did you watch that show?
Sometimes. I liked it. Love the southern accents.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, maybe you don't know this one then. This might be a bit too old for you. What do we do, baby, with our love? What do we do? Don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
With your face. Sha-la-la-la. No, you don't know that song? Oh, okay. I'm showing my age now.
Yes.
Family Ties. Michael J. Fox.
Okay, there you go.
You know Michael J. Fox?
I do. I know Michael J. Fox.
He was very 80s.
I love the movie 90s. The Concierge that he was in.
The Concierge?
Yeah.
Was he in that movie?
Yes, he was. He was the Concierge.
What movie is that?
The Concierge.
He was in Back to the Future, right?
Yeah. And the Concierge.
Was
loved
he in
that.
The Concierge?
Yes, he was.
I don't know that movie.
It's Concierge.
Okay.
But anyway. Stop making me say Concierge.
I have to watch it. Anyway, I just thought I'd just throw a few of those out there for those of you who know them.
Excellent.
Who are my age,
I bombed completely. I got one.
No, you got that first one.
Yeah,
really well.
Is there one other theme song that we can do from the 90s?
When I wake up in the morning, something, and I'm feeling all right. You know that one? Come on, you know it.
Don't.
We've talked about it in the episode already.
How about
Dun, 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 dun,
Simpsons. I was
trying to. Oh my God. That's terrible. Didn't it? By the way, that one I was just doing was Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, what's his? Boom, 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 boom.
What the fuck was that?
Exactly the same as your Simpsons one, lady. No, oh. No human voice can do it.
Go on.
That's Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld. Yeah.
Oh, are you disgusting yourself?
Hang on. This is the next one. You're going to get this.
Can't handle it.
You're home. Smell you later. Looked at my kingdom. I was finally there.
Mm-mm-mm. Prince, fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Thank you. See, one line and you got that. Yeah, how excellent am I?
Oh, my God. You just picked like the most obvious one. Well, I was trying to make it quirky.
Would have been a shame if we didn't get that. Anyway, we're out of here. The internet is about to drop off.
We only have 30 minutes.
For it's costing too much.
Oh, thank God we have podcasts.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.